state of Texas says many of its quarries have been violating environmental laws. Texas digs up more rock than any other state, producing nearly 200 million tons per year. The quarries produce the stone used for roads, and they also produce explosions, dust, truck traffic, and effects on groundwater. Janet Heimlich reports that critics now want stiffer regulations.
At Capital Aggregates, a limestone quarry in Georgetown, north of Austin, a crew has just set up some explosives to blast away rock from a quarry wall. The blasting of rock is just one thing people don't like about quarries.
My son called me. He says, "Oh, I just heard this gigantic boom sound." And so I asked my husband. He says, "Oh, I'm certain it was the quarry. They're always blasting and making loud noises." My child thought the world was coming to an end.
Sandra Crothers is having her hair put up in curlers at the Iron Star Hair Salon in Burnett, about 60 miles northeast of Austin. Burnett County is home to about a dozen quarries, so she and hairstylist Katha Guthamson are familiar with the blasts and dust. The two also complain about the trucks hauling rock through this town of 6,000 people.
We have got Austin traffic in a hill country area. It does not go together.
And I have counted like four rocks in a row hitting my window, and I'm just biding my time to try and get from in betwixt the trucks so that my car windshield just does not splatter.
And things are likely to get worse. Capital Aggregates has bought 500 acres just south of town where it wants to start a new limestone quarry. The company has also taken over an existing quarry nearby and plans to increase production there fourfold. State Senator Troy Frazier's district includes Burnett County.
The thing that we're trying to establish is at what point do you reach the point where you've saturated the ability of that area to handle the industry that's there. And we think this community, Burnett County, is there.
In addition to problems of dust and truck traffic, Frazier is concerned about groundwater.
This new quarry going in was right over the water formation that furnishes all the water for one of the communities nearby, Bertram.
In fact, Bertram has already had to dig a new well after one quarry dug so deep it hit the groundwater and lowered its level.
There is nothing in state law that protects the communities or the people around it of their water source, unless there's a water conservation district that has been formed around it. In this case, there was not one.
Frazier plans to file legislation next year that would allow Burnett County to form a water conservation district. He's also wanting to tighten regulations of quarries throughout the state.
There's no state law concerning traffic, blasting, dust, accumulative dust. Well, one of the things that we're trying to pursue is multiple sites in one area. State law doesn't look at that.
While Arkansas, Georgia, Ohio, and other states have stiffened their rules, Texas allows some quarries to operate without permits, and others can get permits simply by keeping dust low or showing they won't contaminate above-ground waterways. But while some would like quarries like Capital Aggregates to dig in other parts of the state, the industry says this not-in-my-backyard attitude doesn't work in Burnett County.
You just can't go and mine this rock anywhere. You have got to go where the good rock is.
Michael Stewart is president of the Texas Aggregates and Concrete Association. He says there are different grades of limestone. The harder it is, the better.
Good quality limestone is hard to find. It just so happens that Burnett County is over a very, very strong vein of quality limestone.
Stewart also points out that there's a huge demand for this rock. Texas spends nearly $2 billion a year maintaining roads and building new ones. Stewart says the state doesn't need new environmental laws, it just needs to better enforce what's in place. In fact, earlier this year it was discovered that a quarry near Fort Worth was operating without a required permit and allowing silt to block the Brazos River. John Stibe is the deputy for the Office of Compliance and Enforcement for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, the agency charged with protecting the environment. Stibe admits his staff didn't know that the 15-year-old quarry was there.
To do a quarry operation, what do you really need? You just need a big front-end loader and some soil, and you start digging. So we don't know who does that unless they follow the rules and come in and ask for a permit.
Stipe says his agency's 700 inspectors aren't enough to cover the state, and he adds that the TCEQ followed up by investigating more than 300 quarries and found that about a third were operating illegally, for example, missing permits or not protecting rivers.
And that's not a good testimony to this agency, but what is a good testimony is that we did go out there and we did find them.
The TCEQ plans to fine each of the more than 100 violators $20,000 to $30,000. The state attorney general's office has sued at least six facilities, leading to two shutting down. And Governor Rick Perry has appointed a committee to study the permitting process. The industry says it welcomes the scrutiny that the unlawful quarries are small operations giving other reputable facilities a bad name. Capital Aggregates maintains it's sensitive to residents' concerns. For example, in Georgetown, it uses fewer explosives when blasting near neighbors. Vicki Waddy is director of public affairs for Capital Aggregates. She says in Burnett County, the company will send most of its rock out on rail, not trucks, and it's hired a hydrologist to help avoid hitting groundwater.
Quarries are a way of life in Burnett County, and you know, we want to be a part of that community and minimize our impact on that community.
So while it appears that residents of Burnett County and other parts of the state will see more mining of limestone in the coming years, they can feel better knowing that the state is likely to do a better job at protecting the environment, while the Texas legislature may pass laws to make quarries easier to live with. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich.